And we are reading from text number 21.
धनवंतरिश्च भगवान् स्वयमेव कीर्तिर् नाम्नां नृणां पुरुरुजां रुज आशुहन्ति यज्ञे च भागममृतायुर् अवावरुद्ध वरुन्ध आयुष्य वेदमनुशास्य अवितीर्य लोके धनवंतरिश्च भगवान् स्वयमेव कीर्तिर् नाम्ना नृणां पुरुरुजां रुज आशुहन्ति यज्ञे च भागममृतायुर् अवावरुन्ध आयुष्य वेदमनुशास्य अवतीर्य लोके धनवंतरिश्च भगवान् स्वयमेव कीर्तिर् नाम्ना नृणां पुरुरुजां रुज आशुहन्ति यज्ञे च भागममृतायुरवावरुन्ध आयुष्य वेदमनुशास्य अवतीर्य लोके धन्वन्तरिश्च भगवान् स्वयमेव कीर्तिर् नाम नृणां पुरुरुजाशहन्ति ये च भाग आयुष वेदमृत लोके धनवंतरेश भगवान् स्वयमेव कीर्तिर् नाम्ना नृणां पुरुरुजा रुज आशुहन्ति यज्ञे च भागममृतायुरवावरुन्ध धनवन्तरिश्च भगवान् स्वयमेव कीर्तिर् नाम्नां नृणां पुरुरुजां रुज आशुहन्ति यज्ञे च भागममृतायुरवावरुन्ध आयुष्य वेदमनुशास्य अवतीर्य लोके लेडीज धनवंतरिश्च भगवान् स्वयमेव कीर्तिर् नाम्ना नृणां पुरुरुजां रुज आशुहन्ति यज्ञे च भागममृतायुरवावरुन्ध आयुष्य वेदमनुशास्य अवतीर्य लोके Word for word translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Dhanvantari, the incarnation of God named Dhanvantari, Cha and Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Swayameva, personally Himself, Kirtihi, fame personified, Namna, by the name, Nirnam Puru Rujam, of the diseased living entities, Rujaha, diseases, Ashu, very soon, Hanti, cures, Yagye, in the sacrifice, Cha, also, भागम शेयर अमृत नेक्टर आयु ड्यूरेशन ऑफ लाइफ अव फ्रॉम अवरुंधे उपटेन्स आयुष्य ऑफ ड्यूरेशन ऑफ लाइफ वेदम नॉलेज अनुशास्ति डायरेक्ट्स अवतीर्य इनकार्नेटिंग लोके इन द यूनिवर्स. द लॉर्ड इन हिज इनकार्नेशन ऑफ धन्वंतरी वेरी क्विकली क्योर्स द डिजीजेस ऑफ द एवर डिजीज्ड लिविंग एंटिटीज सिंपली बाय हिज फेम पर्सोनिफाइड एंड ओनली बिकॉज ऑफ हिम डू द डेमिगॉड्स अचीव लॉन्ग लाइव्स. Thus the personality of Godhead becomes ever glorified. He also exacted a share from the sacrifices, and it is He only who inaugurated the medicine science or the knowledge of medicine in the universe. Purport. As stated in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, everything emanates from the ultimate source of the personality of Godhead. It is therefore understood in this verse that medical science or knowledge in medicine was also inaugurated by the personality of Godhead in his incarnation Dhanvantari, and thus the knowledge is recorded in the Vedas. The Vedas are the source of all knowledge, and thus knowledge in medical science is also there for the perfect cure of the diseases of the living entity. The embodied living entity is diseased by the very construction of his body. The body is the symbol of diseases. The disease may differ from one variety to another, but disease must be there, just as there is birth and death for everyone. So, by the grace of the personality of Godhead, not only are diseases of the body and mind cured, but also the soul is relieved of the constant repetition of birth and death. The name of the Lord is also called Bhavaushadhi, or the source of curing the disease of material existence. ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वंदेहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते. तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नितिनामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. हरे कृष्ण.
धन्वंतरिश्च भगवान स्वयमेव कीर्तिर नामना नृणाम पुरुरुजाम ऋजु आशुहंती यज्ञे च भागममृताय अवावरुंध आयुष्य वेदम अनुशास्त्य वतीर्य लोके. द लॉर्ड इन हिज इनकार्नेशन ऑफ धन्वंतरी वेरी क्विकली क्योर्स द diseases of the ever diseased living entities simply by his fame personified. And only because of him do the demigods achieve long lives. Thus the personality of Godhead becomes ever glorified. He also exacted a share from the sacrifices, and it is he only who inaugurated the medical science or the knowledge of medicine in the universe. So welcome everyone for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, and I am very grateful that I have been given this opportunity to sit on this elevated seat to share some of my understanding on this verse. Although I feel more qualified devotees could have been here, especially Purushottam Prabhu, he is Ayurveda Acharya. So this is a verse which is befitting for him to speak on. He has studied Ayurveda for many years, practiced and worshipped Dhanvantari Bhagavan as assistant. Most of us, we approach Dhanvantari only when we are diseased, but you know, to assist his service. But anyways, the service has been given, so I'll try to do some justice to this service. So this is a very interesting topic, right? Health for everyone. Anyone here who is not suffering from any disease now or has never suffered earlier? Some disease, at least common cough cold, right? So Prabhupada writes in this purport that the embodied living entity is diseased by the very construction of his body. So it is correct, right? Even if we try to live a very healthy lifestyle, disease is bound to come. As Prabhupada says here, just like birth and death come, disease is bound to come. It's just that, you know, the variety may be different. And therefore, because this is a common problem for all of us, therefore we are interested, right, to hear anything about this. And therefore, some statistics, I will say, that globally, this healthcare is one of the biggest industries. The extent of this economy is $10 trillion. So India is struggling for last so many years to become 3 trillion or 5 trillion economy, the whole of India, with all the different kinds of economic activities. Just medicine and healthcare is $10 trillion globally. And of that, it says every year this is growing at the rate of 22%. So you can imagine, you know, how people are getting more diseased than ever before. Although we have such advanced medical science, technology, food, every different criteria or scale, you know, we feel that we are more advanced than before. But this is also an advancement. 22% healthcare economy is growing. That means more medicines, more consultation, more disease surgeries. And then, very interesting, the most advanced nation that at least we are told of is, any guesses? America. Yes, United States. Japan, technologically, but economically and in many other factors, they say that America is the most advanced. And the American share of this health industry globally is 35%. That is 3.5 trillion is only in US. But the population of America from the global, you know, share is only 4.3%. And because we are in India, so to get some comparison, Indian share of this global healthcare industry is $372 billion. So that is around 3.7% to the 10 trillion. And the Indian population share globally is 17.76%. So the population is so huge, almost 1/5, and the share of global health industry is only so small. Of course, that could mean that, oh, people are unhealthy here. Huh? But, you know, according to Ayurveda, because we are now discussing Ayurveda, according to Ayurveda, health is not through medicine. Health is through healthy lifestyle. Right? Through living a regulated life. So, irrespective of how healthy lifestyle you live, but still, as it is mentioned here, and which is also a fact, that no matter where you are, whether you are in America, or US, or India, or Japan, or anywhere in between, everyone is bound to get diseased, bound to grow old, and die one day. Prabhupada was in America, and one reporter asked him, "Swamiji, we have heard in India there is so much poverty and situation is so bad. You know, the mortality rate is very high." So Prabhupada said, "Mortality rate is the same everywhere, 100%. 100% people die everywhere." He tried to say that, you know, people die at early age, whatever. But irrespective of that, the fact is everyone dies. Right? Why? As it is mentioned here, you know, the very construction of this disease, of this body is the cause of disease, is the cause of death. And intuitively, we all, now if, you know, we announce that, you know, our Purushottam Prabhu has some medicine by which you can increase your life by 15 years. So how many of we of us will go and say, "Arre Prabhu, thoda appointment de do. And wo medicine de do," right? We all want to increase our lifespan, right? But Bhagavatam is giving an opportunity to live an eternal life. And actually, we have an eternal life, but because we are ignorant of that fact, we are not aware of it, that's why we are suffering. So, the Shastra that Dhanvantari Bhagavan gives is called as Ayurveda, or that knowledge which can help increase your life. But the real purpose of the Veda, as in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Eva Vedya, that the real purpose of all Vedas, including Ayurveda, is to know Krishna, or to know the Divine and our connection. And that revival of knowledge gives eternal life. There is a, you know, prayer about Dhanvantari Bhagavan, and all the words of that prayer are just speaking about him as Vasudev, as Mahavishnu, as one who actually eradicates all diseases, who is carrying the Amrit Kalash. So we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll hear this story in the 8th canto, that how there was this situation where the demigods had lost in the battle with the demons. And so they approached Vishnu, what should we do? And he said, time is not in your favor. So you can't fight, just make a truce or some compromise. And what should be the terms of compromise? What brings both of you together? A common goal? Tell them that Vishnu has said, if we all work together and churn this ocean of milk, so this is where Lord Vishnu is actually residing, Shir Sagar. So if you churn the ocean of milk with all these different herbs and everything put together, then the elixir or the nectar of immortality will come out. And anyone who takes this will become eternal. So when that proposal was given, and we all can share and we all can live happily. Now, if it was shared with demons and demigods equally, they would keep fighting, right? Eternally. So who wants to keep fighting eternally? But, that is how, the Lord plays tricks. So he said, so they thought, okay, we will, anyway we are strong, we'll get the nectar, and then with our power we'll snatch the nectar and we will enjoy and we'll live eternal life and demigods will eventually perish. In any case, both the parties, so whenever there is compromise, both the parties think that I want to get the best deal. The cheating is ingrained in the beginning itself, right? No one really actually is wanting to benefit the other. But anyways, that is what Krishna wanted. So they churned. And then finally, Dhanvantari, he comes with this nectar. So what is he carrying? So Shankha, Chakra, in his hand. So he is Vishnu. And he is carrying a pot of nectar. And in the fourth hand, it is mentioned, he is carrying a jalauka. Jalauka means a leech. Some other times it is mentioned, he is carrying a Ayurveda book. And sometimes he is carrying a medicinal herb. So, Dhanvantari comes, but irrespective of that, these different variations, but at least he is carrying a pot of nectar. And as soon as he comes out, these demons, they attack him and steal away the nectar pot. So as if Dhanvantari has no power. Sudarshan Chakra is already there, na? Could have been done, right? But the immortal nectar had to be given. And what is that immortal nectar? That nectar is not that which was in the pot. The nectar is what we are having now. The opportunity to speak and hear about Krishna. Namna nidam pururujam ruju ashuhanti. Here it is mentioned that just by his name, he cures all the diseases. Right? So, the opportunity to hear, chant and remember Krishna or any of his incarnations is the real medicine for the disease that we all are suffering from. And what is that disease? That disease is actually called as Bhavaroga. And it is not something that can be eradicated by the medical industry that we just spoke about. They are just focused on how we can increase our profitability. So the fear of disease and death is there everywhere, and this so-called industry, health care, actually it is health scare. Everyone is scared of their health and they are paying money, hard-earned money, with the hope that we will survive. But we are not going to survive. So, the real medicine, the real disease is the desire to maintain this body for what this body can give. And what does the body give? It gives experience. Right? Experience of pleasure through the senses, which give us the feeling that I am the enjoyer. And this I am the enjoyer is the real disease. So, yes, there is these three modes of nature, there are these three doshas, but the real dosha, the root cause of all dosha is this desire. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, text 27, Krishna says, Ichha dvesha samutthena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. That it is due to this desire and hate that all the living entities in this material world are bewildered, sammoham, illusioned, thinking that I am the body and acting in terms of bodily activities only. And it is this which is actually causing the repeated birth and death. Sarge yanti parantapa. With every creation, the living entity is born again and again. So, the root cause of this disease is a separate desire. We can't eradicate desire, but the desire to enjoy through this body. So that is the gross body and the subtle body, which is through the mind, intelligence, and the feeling that I am important or I can become important at the ego level. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila, Chapter 5, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions that what is this disease? He says, Vaigunya Kita Kalitam Paishunya Vrin Peeditaha Danyanave Nimagnoham Chaitanyam Vaidyam Ashraya. That I am infected by the germs of material activity and I am suffering from the boils of envy. Therefore, falling in an ocean of humility, I take shelter of the great physician, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he is mentioning three things here. That is, what is the cause of disease? What is the disease and cause? That is, the germs of material activity, which is caused due to ichha, to enjoy. And suffering from the boils of envy, dvesha. That how others can enjoy better than me? Why I am not enjoying? So we have this envy for small things and big things. And there was many years back, there was this advertisement of one television, which was called as Onida. Anyone knows that? So the advertisement's punchline was neighbor's envy, owner's pride. That if you have Onida, it is your pride and neighbor's envy will envy you. So that should make you proud. It is actually opposite. If someone is envious of us, you know, we should actually feel sorry for ourselves. That what am I doing that is causing that person to become hateful towards me? Not that, you know, we have anything special that people will become envious, especially, you know, in the Vaishnava society, it shouldn't happen. But what am I doing wrong? Or in a way that, you know, causes someone else to have this negative feeling in their heart. So, but the material world operates on this principle that you enjoy in such a way that everyone else feels, why am I not enjoying like that? So, he's saying that, you know, the disease is this germs of material activity, that is karma. And, you know, again in the 8th chapter, Krishna says, what is karma? That which causes repetition of birth and death, that is called as karma. So that is, any activity we perform which gives us some experience, creates impressions, then becomes desire to enjoy in a certain way. And that desire is fulfilled in the form of another body, which will give more experience, more impressions, more desires, and another body. So, this cycle continues. Right? So, he is saying that, so I am in this condition. So he is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who he addresses him as Chaitanya Vaidyam. He says, what is the solution? He says, Dainyarnave. That with that oceanic humility, I am falling at your feet. So, that is the solution. If we really want to get cured of this material disease, we have to cultivate, as in the Vedas it is called as, or Upanishads it is mentioned as, Atma Vidya, that knowledge of the self. And when we have that true knowledge of the self, we understand that I am not this body, but I am an eternal spiritual, you know, part and parcel of the Lord. I am eternal servant. So how can servant be proud? Servant is always humble. At least supposed to be. So, when we cultivate that genuine humility with this knowledge of the self, then we can very easily be freed from this bhava roga, which is a real disease. And when we are aware of this, what the self is, what is our relationship with Lord, who the Lord is, then naturally the soul engages in the service of the Lord, which starts with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, which is what is mentioned here, that the personality of Godhead, who is ever glorified, Uttama Shloka, when we, he says, Namna Nrinam, just by his name, by chanting the holy names, a person can actually become freed from this bhavaushadi. Another, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, the fourth chapter.
Nivritta tarshair upagiyamanat bhavoshadha shrotramano bhiramat ka uttama shloka gunanu vadat puman virajye vinapashugnat.
So if we have a medicine, but if we don't take the medicine, then it is suicidal, right? So this verse says this, that the bhavarog, what is the aushadhi? So that bhavarog is that tarshair, or that thirst to enjoy. So when, how we can become nivritta? When we actually take shelter of the Lord, upagiyamanat, that we chant the names. So descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? So the proper medicine for this bhava aushadhi or bhava rog is, the bhava aushadhi is that we engage in the service of the Lord. But the difficulty is that the mind does not allow us. Because we are still thinking, but I can enjoy. Right? Because body still gives some pleasure, right? And I can enjoy. I am enjoying. So, you know, unless we fully understand that in whatever condition we are, no matter how much we try to enjoy, but, you know, we can never sufficiently enjoy or feel that experience that we are actually wanting to experience. There is always something which is not complete. And therefore, every experience causes us to become more thirsty for more. So it does not give satisfaction. No matter what material activity you do. If that was the case, then, you know, why would people who are, in very good conditions, they are still working so hard to maintain the status quo or even get better. I remember one devotee, you know, he went to US some 17, 18 years back. So while he was going, he said that, you know, I have some figure in mind, you know, I'll earn that much and I'll come back. Because some loans are there and some things and all that. So he went there, and after 2-3 years I had inquired, like, you know, so what is the status? So he said, well, that is achieved, but, you know, now it is updated, the figure. So it is increased. Because now I have children, so then, you know, we have to take care of them. So it never actually, sufficient is never sufficient. Otherwise, why would, you know, a person who is already a billionaire is trying to become a trillionaire? So the endeavors in this material world to enjoy, they can never actually give any lasting satisfaction. Therefore, they just make us more thirsty for more. So here it is mentioned that the real satisfaction can actually come when we take shelter of the divine, of Krishna, by the process of bhavoshada shrotra mano bhiramat, incessantly hearing about the Lord. Because, you know, even if we were apparently very healthy, now we are speaking all this because, you know, the verse is about health and dhanvantari. So, it's not that, you know, we shouldn't endeavor to be healthy. It is our dharma to keep our body healthy. But we should also be aware that there is a limit to that. That no matter how healthy we are, still one day nothing is going to last, especially of the body. So, King Kulashekhara, in Mukundamala Stotra, he says, Idam Shariram Parinama Peshalam Patati Avashyam Shatasandhi Jarjaram Kimaushadhat Kimaushadam Prichasi Muda Durmate Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba. That this beautiful body and healthy body, it is not going to last for long. Because from the eternity point of view, this is a very fleeting, it's like a flash. It's not going to last. And the body will succumb to death. Patati avashyam shatasandhi jarjaram. Even if a person does not die in accident or some disease, but is very healthy, lives up to 100 years, but then the 101st year, and the body starts becoming old, shatasandhijaranam, the hundreds of joints, they start paining. Nowadays, even in 20s, they start paining. You know? So, shatasandhi jarjaram. So they start getting, you know, stiffened by the different factors of these three doshas and old age. So he says that what aushadhi you are asking, O fool, because bewildered, no? Moodamate, bewildered. So he says in bewilderment, what aushadhi you are asking? No aushadhi will work. The only aushadhi that works is niramayam. That which will free you from all diseases, Krishna rasayanam piba. Let just take the elixir or the amrit of rasayan of Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That doesn't mean that if you are just chanting Hare Krishna, body will not get diseased. The pain will not be there. Pain will be there. But the suffering which is caused or which is felt by the soul due to strong identification with the body will not be there. Now we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita that such a great devotee as Madhavendra Puri, he was bedridden and he was suffering old age, and he was on his deathbed, he was completely immobile, he couldn't even get up to relieve himself of the natural daily body motions. So everything was, I don't know that time bed pens were there or not, but everything was on the bed. A pure devotee, right? But he was physically, that was the state, and you know, his disciple Ishwar Puri, very lovingly he was taking care without any remuneration. Nowadays that is also a business, that you know, the loved ones, quote unquote, they don't have time. They may have time, they don't have love. So they don't find it appealing to take care of their loved ones, and so they put them in a old age home where someone takes care of them on remuneration. But actually they are not properly taken care. That's why they have to put cameras to see that are they mistreating them. And we have heard that so many times, so many things happen. But Madhavendra Puri, he was being served very lovingly with deep gratitude by his dear disciple Ishwarpuri, who was guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later. So, apparently Madhavendra Puri was suffering and he was about to die. But what was his state of consciousness? He was in complete bliss and happiness, remembering Krishna. Yes, apparently his ecstasy was bewildering to someone who was not, as they say, sajati or of the same frequency of consciousness. So his another disciple, Ramchandra Puri, he started advising his guru that why are you crying like this? You know, just think and become aware that you are not this body, but you are Brahma. And the body will die, whatever, but you are Brahma, eternal, and you will again reinstate in your original Brahma position. So, Madhavendra Puri was not happy with that advice because he was actually remembering the Parabrahma, that is Krishna, and was feeling that separation. So, you know, sometimes it's like this, that you know, when you are very far and you don't remember, or if you remember, then okay, but you know, there is great distance. So that eagerness or that, you know, anticipation may not be that heightened. But when you are so close that you are approaching home or you are approaching your loved one, and it is taking, you know that it is just 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 1 kilometer, and then there is traffic jam. So the anticipation starts more increasing. Although you know that I am in the same city, I am just 5 minutes, whatever, you know. So it's like that. So the, you know, going back in the eternal association with the Lord is very imminent for Madhavendra Puri, but he is feeling that anticipation, that separation. And that Ramchandra could not understand. Although he was very healthy, but he was diseased with illusion. And Madhavendra Puri, apparently the body was diseased, but he was in perfect health. So that perfect health is actually the ability to clearly understand what is the self, who the Lord is, and what is our relationship, and the real process of, again, you know, going back in the service of the Lord. And that happens by constant remembrance of the Lord, which is made so easy by Chaitanya Vaidya. That is, by always, as much as possible, we have the opportunity, it's just that we are forgetful or we are too busy to not chant. But the opportunity is there every second, every minute, every hour, to remember the Lord by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is giving this real medicine of the holy names, if we can actually take it with faith, proper faith. And we see that even in the life of Srila Prabhupada, during his last days when he was in Vrindavan and he was on the bed, and then the disciples were very anxious what we can do for Srila Prabhupada, and they were calling different Kavirajas, different Vaidyas. So Srila Prabhupada at one point of time said, no medicine, only chanting day and night. That is the real medicine, because this body has to go. Right? So this taking care of this body through all these medicines is like, you know, investing in a company which is going for wind up. So already the process has started of winding up the company. It's sick company, but someone is investing there. So what is going to happen? Just loss, right? So I was hearing from someone, I think Gaurang Prabhu, in one of the talks he was saying that what it is, what is of real value in our life, the body or the self. Because when the body, when the person is dead, then we spend hardly few thousands of rupees to dispose the body, whatever is the cost of cremation. But when the person was alive, a person is ready to spend crores sometimes to see that the person can be revived and can live more. So what is that of real value? It is the soul. And the medicine for the soul, to cure the disease of the soul, is not very costly. That is the holy names. But yes, it costs a lot. And that is, it costs our illusioned identity, which is all in all for us. And what is that illusioned identity that now we are carrying? That I am enjoyer. That I can become God. So, I'll just read this very nice, not very long, short purport of this 7th chapter, 27th verse, which I mentioned that, Ichha Dvesha Samutthena. So, Prabhupada mentions very nicely, and with this we will end. So, it's just 2 minutes. The real constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by the illusory energy and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The illusory energy is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. Due to desire and hate, the ignorant person wants to become one with the Supreme Lord and envies Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotees who are not deluded or contaminated by desire and hate can understand that Lord Shri Krishna appears by his internal potencies. But those who are deluded by duality and nescience think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is created by material energies. This is their misfortune. Such deluded persons symptomatically dwell in dualities of dishonor and honor, misery and happiness, woman and man, good and bad, pleasure and pain, etc. Thinking, this is my wife, this is my house. I am the master of this house. I am the husband of this wife. These are the dualities of delusion. Those who are so deluded by the dualities are completely foolish and therefore cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if we really, with this knowledge, we awaken to this fact that who I am really, then we can actually effectively cure the disease. And one statement which I heard, few days back, His Holiness Radhanath Swami was saying that this knowledge is there, right? Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, all this scriptures, they are there, the knowledge is available, which is like the medicine. But why it does not stay with us? He said, knowledge becomes effective in context of Vaishnava culture. So, that Vaishnava culture is that understanding who the self is, and as was mentioned here, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita verse, that when we cultivate that humility, understanding the real position of the self, that is the Vaishnava culture which helps to get this knowledge or this medicine of the holy name absorbed in the consciousness to cure this disease. Otherwise, we can keep taking the medicine. As in Ayurveda also, there are these that, you know, you can keep taking medicine, but if you don't live a proper lifestyle, then medicine doesn't work. So that Vaishnava culture, which is very beautifully explained in just 8 verses by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Sikshashtakam, culminating in complete surrender to the Divine, to Sri Krishna. So that can help us to become free from all the diseases of this material world, this material existence. And then we can, you know, be again reinstated in our healthy position in service of the Divine. Hare Krishna. We have exceeded 3 minutes, 4 minutes. So, thank you for tolerating, and if there is any question, we can take later after I get off from here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Dhanvantari Bhagavan ki jai. Hare Krishna.